Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Have you ever seen anyone's hair suddenly go gray or white? It can happen to survivors of serious illness or a life-altering shock. I used to think that only happened in movies.
A new study makes the connection to our sympathetic nervous system, which is also our fight or flight response. It's a release of hormones that increases our alertness and heart rate, so we're ready to act.
What does this have to do with hair? Well, we've known that stress damages stem cells at the base of each hair follicle.
Normally, these stem cells mature into melanocytes that produce pigment in skin and hair. Stress makes them mature faster, decreasing their numbers, which causes gray or white hair.
Researchers had thought that our immune system attacked these melanocytes, or that the stress hormone cortisol was responsible. But the new study showed it's the sympathetic nerve cells associated with hair follicles that's causing the graying.
These nerve cells release a neurotransmitter, noradrenaline, into melanocyte stem cells, increasing their rate of maturation.
In lab cultures, human melanocytes treated with the neurotransmitter grew rapidly, and the scientists had already shown with other experiments that depleting melanocytes does lead to gray hair.
So if we block the release of noradrenaline, would you be able to stop hair from going gray? Yes, in lab mice, that worked, but it also blocked the fight or flight response. Even though that's not an option, this is a promising start to less gray hair.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.